This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he'd sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Are you happy? Are you happy? You know, when people ask us that question, we can come up with a lot of answers, probably think, well, it depends on who's asking me and how truthful I want to be. But there's nothing really more vulnerable than getting to the core of that question. Are you happy? Are you really happy? We say, well, in order to answer that question, we probably have to know what happiness is first. And Wikipedia defines happiness as a mental or emotional state of well-being, characterized by positive emotions ranging from contentment to intense joy. And there's very varying degrees of happiness, varying degrees of emotions. Our level of contentment and joy varies as well. People can say, you know, I'm happy that it's a beautiful day outside. I'm happy I'm going on vacation. I'm happy I got my new job. I'm happy that my friend is cancer-free. Lots of things can cause us to answer why we're happy. The definition of happiness provided by Wikipedia seems to make it quite subjective. It really just depends on how you look at happiness. But happiness is objective in the sense that happiness exists outside of ourselves, something we participate in. We want to find happiness, which means that it obviously is something we can't just simply create for ourselves. Because, you know, we're made for happiness. It doesn't matter if you're Christian or atheist. Everybody is moving about life, making decisions and choices that they believe are going to give them or lead them to happiness. And ultimately, happiness seems to be some kind of fulfillment. If we're happy, it must mean maybe I'm fulfilled and whatever it is I'm doing or how I'm living my life. But Jesus ascends the mount today to deliver the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel, and he starts right off defining happiness. Jesus talks about happiness first thing as he preaches on what we know as to be the Beatitudes, and there are eight of them. The Beatitudes come from a Latin word which means happiness, beatitudo. Happy. So every time we hear blessed, we should replace it with happy because that's what Jesus is saying. And so what is Jesus saying about happiness? Well, happy are the poor in spirit. Happy are the mourners. Happy are the persecuted. Well, these all sound strange to us, to be honest, when we hear the Beatitudes. They're a little shocking. Is this really how you're happy? Is this the key to happiness? Because they really do clash with our modern American culture and our own sense of beatitudes. Our culture has their own beatitudes. What does it say? Blessed. Blessed are the successful. Blessed are the winners. Blessed are the wealthy. Blessed are the healthy. Blessed are the beautiful. Blessed are the comfortable. Blessed are the powerful. Blessed are the great. And go on and on. Ultimately, the gospel of our society is the gospel of winning. If you want to be blessed, win, be successful, have a lot to show for yourself in the end. Be autonomous, be independent. Get there on your own effort. So Jesus' Beatitudes turn everything upside down. Jesus' Beatitudes are the real key to happiness, but they're very different. Jesus starts off with intentionally listing them in an order that he divinely wants us to receive. That the first beatitude is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So that means that the first rung of this ladder of holiness, this ladder of happiness, rather, is the poor in spirit. The first step is become poor in spirit. What does that mean? What does that mean to say, blessed are the poor in spirit? It means to embrace one's spiritual poverty. To acknowledge that I am nothing, that I have nothing, and I can do nothing apart from God. Everything I have comes from God, his grace and his mercy. Embracing our spiritual poverty acknowledges that you and I are all spiritually bankrupt, that we are poor, that all this grace that we don't earn, that we don't deserve, that God gives it to us freely and abundantly and lavishes it upon us. So to embrace our spiritual poverty is the first step towards happiness. And one of the ways we can vision this spiritual poverty, how do we look at it, how do we understand it, is it points to our weaknesses. It acknowledges the weaknesses of our lives. And one of the ways we can envision this is with the help of the great doctor of the church, St. Therese, the little flower. I'm going to share with you now a small reflection on what it means to be spiritually poor. Ultimately, what it means to be little, to be small. That's what Therese realized. Listen to the simple wisdom of this great saint. "You make me think of a little child," she writes, "that is learning to stand, but does not yet know how to walk. In his desire to reach the top of the stairs to find his mother, he lifts his little foot to climb the first step. It is all in vain, and at each renewed effort, he fails. Well, be like that little child. Always keep lifting your foot to climb the ladder of holiness, and do not imagine that you can even mount the first step. All God asks of you is goodwill. From the top of the ladder, he looks lovingly upon you, and soon, touched by your fruitless efforts, he will himself come down, and taking you in his arms, will carry you to his kingdom, and never again to leave him." Always keep lifting your foot to climb, she says. This image of Therese that she offers us, to this little child trying to get to that first step, lifting his little foot, but not ever really quite getting there, is really the image of all of us. See, that's what it means to be spiritually poor. That's spiritual poverty. That's where we all are. And that it is in that moment of spiritual poverty where the Father loves us and he himself comes to meet us in the moments of weakness of our lives. And so the first step of spiritual poverty is embracing it, acknowledging it, loving our littleness is what I'd like to call it. Loving our littleness. And so what are the areas in our lives where we feel weak and powerless? What is causing us to know that we're weak, that we're powerless, that we're overwhelmed? Maybe we're crushed in a very difficult marriage or overburdened by a career. Maybe we acknowledge our spiritual life as a disaster. It's dry, empty. We don't know what to do next. We've tried and tried. Nothing seems to work. We're fighting against a particular sin. We keep falling into that sin over and over and over again. We get discouraged. Or we're dealing with a serious crisis or conflict, and trying to find a solution is overwhelming. We feel helpless, powerless. You see, all these moments that reveal our weakness, these are the moments we have to embrace and welcome them. But see, we don't do that. No, we don't. And in this culture, what we do is you say, when you notice weakness, Get after it. Get over it. Try and root it out of your life. Don't be weak, be strong. Don't be on the ground, stand tall. Don't be at the foot of the mountain, be the king of the mountain. Be autonomous. Get there on your own efforts. Show other people you can do it. See, we don't live that way. That the way that our Trez is showing us. We like to be independent. We don't like weakness. And so we generally hide it. See, we all do it. We hide our weaknesses. We hide our vulnerabilities. We hide our limitations. And when they show themselves, we hate them. Think of the times in your day when you say, I hate this about myself. You chastise yourself over these weaknesses. It's like saying to that little child, I hate this kid. He can't ever figure it out. He can't lift his leg to the first step. What's his problem? We'll never say that. The Father in heaven looks with love on us in our weaknesses. He sees us as we really are. And it's those places of weakness where we're vulnerable and where we can invite then God's grace and love and power into our lives. The place of our weakness is where God wants to love us and to enter our lives with his power and his grace. Say, I will provide for you the strength you need. I will provide for you the help you need. I will provide my very self for you. Because in the end, that's what the Beatitudes are about. They're all about Jesus. Every time I read the Beatitudes, I'm always thinking, yep, not a single one applies to me. I'll keep working at it. But they're about Jesus. If we want to be happy, we have to be in Christ. It's really that simple. Simple but not easy. Our happiness is in Christ. Meaning in any circumstances of life, good or difficult, if I have Christ with me, then I possess real happiness. Because the happiness is being in the kingdom, and the kingdom is Jesus. It's him. And so the first beatitude leads to the rest. But we have to begin there. See, we have to begin with our spiritual poverty. We have to embrace our powerlessness, our littleness. And so loving our littleness leads to happiness. Loving our littleness leads to happiness. When we're faced with our weakness, we see how we're weak, how we're limited. We need to love our littleness because it leads to happiness. We meet Christ there. We're vulnerable there, but we have to let him in. And if we try to root out our weaknesses and ignore them and resent them, then the weakness becomes an obstacle to God's love instead of an ally. This is really the wisdom of Therese. What amazing insights of this young doctor of the church to give us this image of this child at the foot of the stairs. There it is. There we are. Spiritual poverty is just letting the Father come down there and carry you through everything. Saying, Lord, you're right, I'm nothing, you're everything. And if I'm really poor, then I have everything because I have you. And then the next time someone asks, are you happy? You can confidently say yes. And it may not have to do with a single circumstance, but simply knowing with confidence that I'm in the arms of my Father. Yes, I'm happy because I have embraced my littleness and have placed myself in the hands of God. My whole life belongs to him. And so yes, I am happy because I'm in Christ. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.